Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. Yesterday, Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray convened the City Council to address public safety. The mayor pledged to work with police and community groups to address poverty, teen unemployment, inequality, and gun violence. The South Precinct has the highest rate of violent crime in the city. It may prove to be the mayor's greatest challenge, as KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
In the South Precinct, the acting captain is Steve Strand. 23 years ago, he was patrolling Columbia City on mountain bike, busting alleyway crack dealers. The officers under his charge are still patrolling on mountain bikes, but the landscape of what they're dealing with has changed.
Our officers on mountain bikes have rode up to a group of five kids that were smoking marijuana in an alleyway, and one of the kids that was 14 years old ran off and threw a gun in the bushes. One of the other kids had a felony warrant and had a magazine with the hollow point bullets in it that went with the gun.
Both were arrested. In the week before our interview, Strand says his officers recovered eight guns. There have been more than two dozen shootings in recent months.
We cannot arrest ourselves out of these problems. And so arrest is not our solution. Intervention and prevention is where we want to focus. But enforcement is right there behind those.
That's a cultural shift for the department. It's one the mayor has asked for. Strand says he's directed his officers to be more visible, to get out of their cars, to engage people in conversation, to build trust among neighbors who may not be quick to align themselves with law enforcement. Some neighbors want to get involved. Patrice Thomas grew up in South Seattle. Standing in Othello Park, she explains that growing up in the 90s, this was her playground.
Back then, we actually had like summer camps. Mm-hmm. And so our summer camps, like cold-hearted summer camps, so our summer camps would come here. They would have our lunches over there available. We'd play on the basketball courts and on the jungle gyms and what have you.
Like Lieutenant Strand, Thomas says things are different now. By the mid-2000s, the park was being used for pit bull fights. There were shootings. Many people didn't feel safe here anymore. Since 2006, the Othello Park Alliance has worked to help reclaim this space, and they've had some success. What started out as small summer concerts has grown into an international music and arts festival. On this sunny day, children are playing on the slide, while teenagers shoot baskets nearby. But despite these efforts, crime here remains a vexing problem.
Now, a woman caught in the crossfire when gunfire erupted at Othello Park.
The shooting happened in May. Thankfully, no one was killed, but it's the kind of news that travels, that colors people's perception of safety. For Thomas, changing that dynamic is crucial to making the neighborhoods safer.
It's about saying something like, okay, well, you heard you can't go to this park. Well, did you know we actually have a concert coming up this Thursday and we actually have really great turnouts? You should come check it out. So it's about being prepared with positive points of reflection to share with people.
But positive talking points only go so far, and not everyone agrees about how to fix things or even what the problems are. The 98118 is one of the most diverse zip codes in the nation. It also has a 20% poverty rate, according to the Census Bureau. Some say development would help, like a massive new urban village on 13 acres at Rainier and McClellan. Supporters say it will increase the area's walkability and business development. Critics say it won't do anything about crime. The mayor ended his speech to the city council by recalling Dwan Anderson Young. He was shot and killed along with another man earlier this month, about a mile and a half from the site of the new development.
His last post, posted on May 30th, 2014, said, "The future is always with you." This is someone Seattle nurtured. This bright, young African-American man was someone that we raised. And we lost him through senseless violence.
These young people are our children, the mayor said, and we must do better. Patrice Thomas works for a nonprofit development organization. She says often the greatest challenge is figuring out just how to get people involved, how to combat the notion that the people advocating for change are only representing the elite. It's something she's heard, but just hearing that criticism in person would mean progress.
If we're in a space where you can express a concern to me that I am not your voice, then that means we're in a good place. So take this seat beside me and, you know, and let's make sure that your voice is being heard.
Today, let us renew our compact to improve the safety and security for the many diverse communities that make up the city of Seattle.
The mayor plans to lead a community walk in South Seattle on July 2nd. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.